The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Despite the foul moods of every single human in this room.
Wait, what?
It's Feel Good Friday.
Oh.
Yay! Look how better we feel.
No foul moods.
Feel Good Friday!
Can I go first just based on the pun? Foul mood. Okay, so...
No.
My story...
Are you about to do the story I have?
No.
Oh.
So it's a bird Feel Good Friday? It's all bird centric? Okay.
My story is from Australia. Here we go.
You know we don't have to do that in these.
Good eye, mate.
Okay, here we go.
I'll put some shrimp on the Bobby.
Okay. It's not stupid stories. Okay, this is Feel Good
Jackman.
Friday.
I feel good when I speak in that accent.
Do you see how hack?
I was waiting for him to do the Hugh Jackman.
I know, because
he
knows this, yeah, this isn't the time or the place.
I'm still finding a story. Are you guys talking?
Yeah, sorry.
So this woman, she's a senior citizen. I won't disclose her age. Had an unfortunate fall onto concrete. She actually cracked her head open and maybe she dislocated her right arm.
Oh.
She was alone.
No, not now.
She was alone. She was completely knocked out. Oof. And it wasn't until a magpie came and landed on her and was kind of pecking her, wake her up. Now, this magpie returned to her because she saved this magpie years ago. She nurtured it back to health and it just kind of stayed around her.
And then the magpie saw...
Returned the favor and saved her life. Woke her up for her...
Okay. I'm not going to do my story now.
Wow.
For her to call out for help. And she's doing great.
Okay.
And she knew it was the same magpie?
Yep.
What is a magpie?
I don't know. It's a black and white bird.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
And Aaron hates birds.
I do.
So nobody hates birds more than Aaron hates birds.
But that is so sweet.
Okay.
We'll go and continue the bird theme.
Okay, could we put a buffer in between? Okay, just go ahead.
There are some citizens.
Can you talk normal? What are you doing?
I'm really struggling. The magpie.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so there are some.
Magpie's name was Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean.
Okay. Sorry.
15 citizens deserve all the good things in the world. They live in North Yorkshire. Where would that be?
England.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. Now you do it.
So
I found my story. Yeah.
There is a group of
wallaby.
England.
All right, sorry.
So there's a group of ducks, mallards, if you will, that have decided that the center of Thirsk, North Yorkshire, is the place that they would like to sleep each night.
Okay.
This is literally the town center, though. And so they were waddling up to the town center to sleep and then waddling back to the water it's a river nearby every morning. And it was really dangerous. Can you stop with the sound effects?
It was really dangerous
because of, you know, cars and bikes and humans. And so there are 15 people who take turns escorting the ducks to and from the river now so they can sleep where they want to sleep.
Because they do a duck crossing thing?
They
walk across the street?
Someone goes out at 8:30 and walks the ducks from the river up to the town center.
Stop it.
Must be a bit of a sleepy town. If by 8:30 they're safe. And then at 4:30 in the morning, someone else goes out and walks them back to the river. Can you stop with the sound effects?
Yeah, I'll stop right now. Oh. There's still one.
Stop. Nope.
Slippery little fella.
I guess I'm never participating in Feel Good Friday again.
I'm sorry. You're right. I am not participating.
I think it'd be really nice to be a duck escort. Think how cute that would be.
In my mind, it's something else. I mean, you got to be real skilled.
Why don't
skilled.
You go, Slacker?
You got to be super skilled.
Why don't you tell a better story and then I can just poop all over it?
Delta Airlines has the best customer service of any airline on the face of planet Earth.
Weren't a bunch of people just hurt on one of their planes?
Oh.
Boom, roasted. Yeah, what's your story?
Oh my God, what just happened? A gate agent, Jill Hickey, got to know this 74-year-old man named Bruce Gamble over the years because she's always flying through her gate. Mm-hmm. And he happened to mention to her at one point, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm not sure how many more times I'm going to be flying with you because my kidneys are failing.
Oh,
so
no.
No.
She went and got tested. She's a match. So they...
It's okay.
You're so annoying.
It's Feel Good Friday. So they sawed the kidney out of her and gave it to him. She was a perfect donor. Wow. So both are doing well. And he's flying what is their slogan? They're fly with us. We won't light you on fire or something.
Yeah.
I don't think that's their slogan. Nor should it be, just in case.
Did you get drink tickets or anything? Yeah.
No, they can't drink. I mean,
oh, geez, sorry. There's a couple
I'm
going to
end
here.
It all with you.
Okay. Back to birds. My story.
You do not really have a bird story. No.
My story is very short. There's a Mexican taco stand. It's actually in Mexico. Okay. And it has just four items on the menu. And only 11 people can fit in this like tiny little hole in the wall.
Okay.
And it's the first ever taco stand to be given a Michelin star.
No Shut way.
Yeah. Wow. It's so fire that Michelin gave it the star. And it's like there's thousands of competition like right across the street. There's just taco stands everywhere.
Yeah.
But this one is just so good. Only the four items on the menu and it's got a Michelin star.
Huh. You know those have to be the literal best tacos you're ever going to eat.
Oh, yeah.
They probably have one that's made out of duck.
Okay. I'm never participating again.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.